It's a largest number of casualties, 140, the largest number of injuries, over 800. We know that at least 80 buses have been torched, a couple of police cars, and dozens of shops and homes have been smashed. So this really is a huge wave of violence. But in the case of Tiananmen Square, there was a protest, and then it seems most of the violence was carried out by the security forces. In this case, the government is certainly claiming that the opposite is true, though this remains extremely contentious. They are saying that there was a riot and the rioters went on a wave of violence, and they are responsible for most of the casualties, most of whom are Han Chinese settlers rather than the indigenous Uyghur population.
Is it possible to say what caused this alleged riot?
There's the immediate cause of what happened, which was unhappiness in Xinjiang amongst the Uyghur Muslim population there about a deadly attack actually on the other side of China in a factory against a large number of Uyghur migrant workers in which two people were killed. And there's images online of them being savagely beaten with staves by Han Chinese. And this has become an focus of concerns about racial discrimination. So that's what people were rallying for. Behind that, though, is long simmering resentment amongst large parts of the Uyghur population about the influx of Chinese settlers, about what they see as heavy-handed Chinese rule, particularly with regard to restrictions on religious practice. So there have been incidents in the past. This is certainly the biggest and the most deadly.
And is it possible to say what's happening now?
There is a degree of calm compared to yesterday, largely because hundreds of armed riot police have swamped the city centre. They've set up roadblocks. There are armoured personnel carriers in the centre of Urumqi, and police have been rounding up suspects. So there have been no reports that I've heard of anyway of more violence, more a clean-up operation and an attempt by the security forces to restore order.
John, many of us remember, of course, the ethnic conflict that erupted in Tibet last year. Were there any parallels with that?
There are a number of striking parallels that must give some concern to the Chinese government that it's not managing its minorities adequately. The parallels are that in both cases, it seems that largely racial violence aimed at Han and Hui settlers. That's the same in both cases. There's a religious element in both cases. And in both cases, the Chinese government's response has been to emphasize that it has given a great deal of economic advantages in settling and developing the economies of the two regions, and also in blaming outside groups, exile groups, for what happened. In the case of Tibet, they blame the Dalai Lama for instigating violence. In this case, they are blaming Rebiya Kadia, who is the leader of the World Uyghur Congress, a group of exiles. The Chinese government claim that she instigated what happened. They claim that she has denied very strenuously.